शांति शांति शांति। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। समस्त जनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विश्वोत्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नमः।
So, in our last session we have seen what are the 18 sources of knowledge. Four Vedanga, six Vedanga, four Vanga, and four Upaveda. And what was the means for liberation in different yuga? So the yuga, Satyuga, we have seen, it was meditation. In Treta Yuga, it was Yajna. In Dwapar, it was Puja. And in Kali Yuga, it is Naam Smaran or Bhagavad Katha. Then we also saw what is Puran, how it came into being. It was always in between two great yajnas, Rajasuya Yajna and Ashwamedha Yajna or Satvik Yajna. Whenever there is a need for the preparation for another step, there used to be some time. And in that time, Puranas were discussed. Even some Mahatma says, before Veda came, Purana was there. So Puran is the elder brother of Veda. They say so much that Puran came first and Puran is the elder brother of Veda. We also saw the, what are the topics covered in Puran and Mahapuran. Bhagavat is Mahapuran and all other Puranas we call just Puran. And we have seen in Puran there are five topics covered: Sarga, Pratisarga, Vansa, Manvantar and Vansanucharit. And in Mahapuran we saw that there are 10 topics covered: Sarga, Visarga, Vritti, that means Sthan, Raksha or Poshanam, Manvantar, Vans, Vansanucharit, Sanstha, that means Pralaya, four type of Pralayas we discussed, Hetu, the purpose of this creation, and Ashraya, what is the ultimate support. This much we have already seen. And we also saw that there are 12 cantos in Bhagavad. There are 335 chapters and about 18,000 verses are there. And if somebody wants to study verse by verse, 4 hours a day, it will take 4 years to complete. But now the system has come of Bhagavad Saptah. So naturally, not all verses are taken up, only important verses are taken up. What is this Bhagavad? The Guruji said, Bhagavata idam Bhagavatam, which belongs to the Lord. It is said when Lord Krishna completed his Leela in Dwapara Yuga, at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, he entered in this Bhagavad. So Bhagavad and Sri Krishna is one and same. Second, Bhagavad tells about the nature of Sri Krishna. Two, and number three, Guruji says, Bhagavata, I am Bhagavata, the one who becomes of Lord, that means devotee. So devotee is also called Bhagavad. So that means the Lord and devotee both are Bhagavad. Bha means prakash, light. That represents consciousness. Ga means how to know that light, that consciousness. It is our own nature, but still we are not able to realize it. So there is a bhavasagar in between me and my Lord. So how can I cross this bhavasagar? The ta represents tarni. Tarni means a boat. A boat is needed to cross the bhavasagar. And va represents varasreshtha. Varasreshtha means it should be perfect. The tarani, the nauka, the boat should be perfect. There should not be any hole in it. So what is Bhagavat? Well, a Bhagavat is a boat in which you ride, you will cross the sansar sagar. That is Bhagavat. It is also said, Dhananjaye Hatake Samparicha. The gold can be checked when it is melted in fire. Then you can come to know how much gold is there or how much other things are there. Impurities can be found out. Maharani Sastravitam Paricha. Maharani Sastravitam Paricha. In war or in yudh, the sastra, I mean the warrior can test his sastra or his valor. Vipatti kale grihani paricha. When there is difficulty, then we have to check whether the grihani, the house lady, has got the still abidance in the house or not. Vidyavatam bhagavate paricha. The wise ones paricha, or they are examined when they study the Bhagavad. Bhagavad is not an ordinary story book. It has got literature, grammar, and very deep Vedanta is also here in this. When are we interested to study a text or Bhagavad? Some people may have got inclination, interest. Just like the children have got inclination towards sports or music. So some people may have inclination to study Bhagavad, they will come to study Bhagavad. Number two, those who know the utility of Bhagavad, some come for the purpose. What is the purpose? Purpose is whether I will get the moksha or not. If the purpose is known, then the interest comes. First is by inclination. I am not very much interested in the purpose or the utility or the goal. My inclination is there. I want to listen to Bhagavad Katha. Number two, I want to cross this sansar sagar. So that is why I want to study Bhagavatam. A third, what you can say, a third reason can be that if somebody praises Bhagavat, then interest may come. Like my son's friend, he usually come to my house, but when he was honored somewhere else, then I came to know, Hari, this boy, he used to come to my house, but he is honored in this university or in that debate competition. Then I start honoring him. I start loving him. Like Vivekananda, he was in Calcutta, not very renowned, but when he came to America, oh, Vivekananda has gone to America and he was praised there. Then people start praising him. Similarly, this Bhagavat is praised at many places. In Atharva Veda it has come. It has come in the Skanda Purana also, and it has come in the Padma Purana also. The Skanda Purana Mahatma we will see at the end of Bhagavatam, but Padma Purana Mahatma we are going to just enter today. So in Padma Purana also it is praised, in Skanda Purana it is praised, it is in the Atharva Veda also. So it is definitely something great is there. Otherwise, why there should be a praise at different places? So seeing the Mahatma, seeing the glory, seeing the praise at different places, some people may think, oh, we must also study this Bhagavatam. So what is the subject matter? What is the fruit of studying? Who is Adhikari? We will discuss it as and when the topic comes. So now we enter into the first verse of Mahatma Padma Purana.
Yam prabrajantam anupeta vapeta krityam
Satchidananda rupaya.
Again Satchidananda rupaya Vishvotpatyadi hetave Tapatraya vinashaya Shri Krishnaya vayam
numaha. Numaha. Numaha means namaha. I prostrate. What is this namaha? Namamaha. This is not mine. The short form of na mama is namaha. So the namaha word states that we should leave I and maya. Na mama, this is not mine. So in the world, what we do? I and my. That is to be renounced. Main aur mor tor tu maya. This is maya. So the one nama word indicates so much of things. We have to leave this ego and egocentric desires, and whatever we acquire, we have, whom we are prostrating, vayam, we are prostrating to Sri Krishnaya, but who are prostrating? Vayam. Vayam is we all, srota and vakta. Vayam means everybody. Vayam, to whom we are prostrating? To Sri Krishnaya. Many Mahatma say Sri represents Radha. So we prostrate to Radha and Krishna. But many other Mahatma say, no. Sri is not Radha. Sri is used for Krishna only. Sri Krishna. Okay, that also is acceptable. Sri Krishna. Either Radha Krishna or only Sri Krishna. We are not disputing. Vayam Numa. By why you are prostrating? Bole hi Satchidananda Rupaya. Look, whole Vedanta is here. The first verse of Mahatma and even the first few verses of the Bhagavatam also. The whole Vedanta is there. Why we are prostrating Sri Krishna? Bole hi Satchidananda Rupaya. He is Sat. He is existence. He is Chit Swarup, he is awareness, and he is Ananda Swarup. Then, uske baad mein, what is his credit? Bole, he says, Vishwa Utpatti Adi Hetavai. He is the Hetu, he is the cause. Cause for what? Vishwa Utpatti Adi. Adi means Sthiti and Lay. So he is the cause for the creation, sustenance and dissolution of this world. Why should we prostrate? We must have to know what is his greatness. It is a Satchidananda Rupa, and he is the cause for the creation, sustenance and dissolution of this world. But how is this world? Mahatma again says, it is Vivarta Rupa. What is Vivarta Rupa? It is just a superimposition, that's all. He never became anything. Lord himself or the Brahman himself became nothing. It is because of the Brahman Satchidananda, the whole world is an appearance on that, like snake on rope. Rope had not changed. Rope never became snake. But we see snake. So how the snake has come? Without a change in the rope, the snake has come. Similarly, without a change, any change in Brahman, the world has come. So if anything is coming without any change in the substratum, it can only be an appearance or illusion. Nothing else can happen.
So the whole world is what is Vivarta Roop. It is a superimposition on that Sachidananda.
What can he do? Bole tapatraya vinashaya.
He can remove your tapatraya.
Not papa. Very careful. Not papa vinashaya.
You have committed something paap.
From paap comes tap.
So he is tapatraya vinashaya. He can remove your karma fall also. Tap is karma fall of papa. So he can remove your tap, all your sorrows. Then traya, what is this three? Well, all your sorrows can be classified into three. All worldly sorrows can be classified into three. Adi Daivik, Adi Bhautik and Adhyatmik. The sorrows may come from devatas, like you can say flood, tsunami, earthquake, and we have got no control on them. Adi Daivik. Adi Bhautik. Adi Bhautik means it is created by surroundings. Bhutas. Who are these bhutas? Some beings. My next door neighbor is giving me problem. Adi Bhautik. On this we have got little control. We can go and request our neighbor. He can help me. And third is Adhyatmik. Adhyatmik is relating to my own body. Adhyatmik, Adibhautik and Adidevik. Now you can see whatever sorrows you have experienced, you can classify in these three. Tapatraya vinashaya. He can remove all the tapa. That is why Sri Krishnaya Vayam Namaha. So we prostrate to Lord Krishna. In second verse, the prostration is to Sukhdevji.
Yam prabhrajantam anupeta apeta krityam dvaipayano viraha katara ajuhava kutreti tanmaya tayataravo vinedohu tam sarvabhuta hridayam munimanatosmi.
Munimanatosmi. Natosmi, I prostrate, sir jhuka ke pranam karte hain. To whom this muni? Who is this muni? Well, this muni is Sukhdev ji. So why you are prostrating to Sukhdev ji? So here, Kaushik Sanghita and Skanda Puran gives a story about the Sukhdev ji. I think it is echoing. Once, Lord Shiva was telling this Bhagavat to Gauri ji. And before narrating or before telling this katha, he made it sure that nobody else is there. So he asked Gauri ji, check up whether anybody is there. Because I am going to tell you this Bhagavat katha. And by this Bhagavat katha, you will get liberated. So Gauri ji checked, there was nobody. So kaun hoga Kailash mein? To hoga hi nahi koi. So when Shivji ji was telling this Bhagavad Katha, at that time Gauri ji went into Samadhi. And there was a dead egg of a parrot lying somewhere nearby. And listening to that Bhagavad Katha, this egg started saying Om, 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 Om. Then Shivji said, who is this doing Om, Om? I have checked, nobody was here. So he saw that the small parrot is come out from that egg. The dead has become alive. And from that, a small baby parrot has come out and is doing Om, Om, Om. Then Shivji thought, he is not my sishya. He has not paid Guru Dakshina. Shivji is saying, I am not saying, Shivji is saying he has not paid Guru Dakshina and he has taken Gyan. So he threw his trident And this suka, this parrot, flew and took shelter into Ved Vyasji's wife, Omb. Entered in the womb of Ved Vyasji's wife. Stayed there for 12 years. 12 saal tak bahar hi nahi nikle. Then the wife of Ved Vyasji said, Ved Vyasji, and incidentally Ved Vyasji is the avatar of Narayan. For a particular purpose, he took the avatar to compile the whole Purana and Veda. To kuch karo, I am suffering, he is not coming out. And Ved Vyasji listened that the Ved mantras are coming out of the womb. He is chanting Ved mantra from inside, he is 12-year-old. He said, "Bhai, why you are there? Why didn't you come out?" Guruji says, "Is that a air-conditioned place? Come out." So he said, "No, I will not come out because the Maya will catch me. Here I have got the full knowledge. I know about my karma also. I know everything. I don't want to come out." Then it is said that Ved Vyasji requested Sri Krishna to come. And at some places he said, he promised that, "I promise you that Maya will not catch you. Please come out." He came out and he started going toward the forest. Why to forest? Sannyas. He needs nothing. And he has got the darshan of Bhagwan also. Once you get the darshan of Bhagwan, you are liberated. Khatam ho gaya. So he was going to the forest. And Sukhdev ji was running behind. "Oh, beta, 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 beta." Vyasdev ji was running behind. "Beta, beta, beta, beta." Dasarath ji was also running. "Beta, beta, beta." And Dasarath ji died. Ram, 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 Ram. Ved Vyasji, compiler of all Vedas, Puranas, such a learned person, he was also running after his son. "Oh, beta, beta, where are you going?" And beta ji is seeking, "Pita naiva me, naiva mata na janma." "Mera kaun hai pita mata?" "No father, mother." "Who is the father and mother of Pancha Mahabhut?" He says, he's thinking. Body is made of Pancha Mahabhut. "Who are you?" "No Mata Pita." "Pravajant anupetam apet krittam." Sukhdev is thinking, "Unka janiyu nahi hua. Thread ceremony is not done. Thread ceremony is to be done." So why thread ceremony is needed? Thread ceremony is needed only when you are impure. If you are asanskarit, then sanskar is needed. If you are impure, then purity is needed. But if you are pure from the birth itself, no sanskar, no Gayatri mantra, nothing is needed. Are bhai, aapki daadhi badi hogi, then only the question of saving comes, na? Uske pehle, what is the question of saving? No, saving nahi karna hai. So Sukhdev ji has no impurities. So the question of sanskar doesn't arise. No kartavya karma also. In Bhagavad Gita, it is said there are two types of karma, kartavya, for each human being. Pravritti marg and nivritti marg. Depending on your situation, either you have to do the pravritti marg. Pravritti marg means you have to do the karma yoga. If you have got a lot of vasanas, then you have to exhaust them by doing action. And those actions are to be done as a karma yoga. But if you have got a minimum vasanas, then the path prescribed is nivritti marg. So pravritti marg and nivritti marg both takes you to the same place. But in Pravritti Marg, you have to do a lot of actions, and in Nivritti Marg, you don't have to do any action. But the people think, ye kya hai bhai? You can reach Brahman by doing action, and again at the same time you are saying you can reach Brahman without doing any action. So, ek baar bolte ho kaam karna hai, phir bolte ho nahi karna hai. Confusing statements. So, it is because of that, if you have got vasana, then you have to do pravritti marg, you have to do karma yoga and exhaust your vasana. But if already minimum vasana, then you have to do nibritti marg. Straightway go to Sravan Manan Nididhyasana, Siddha, Nibritti Marg. We are not, no more doing action. What is the situation of Sukhdev ji? He did not go to Pravritti Marg and Nibritti Marg because he has got Vasana zero. So no Kartavya Karma. Kuch bhi nahi karna. He is in the Saral Bhav. He is one with the nature. And when he was going, what happened then? Daipayano Birha Katar Ajuhaba. Daipayan Ved Vyasji. Birha Katar. He was sorrowful and was saying, oh putra, putreti tanmayatya tarvo abhinetu. Instead of responding to Ved Vyas ji, oh beta, the trees replied, not Sukhdev ji. Because Sukhdev ji was one with the whole cosmos. Sarvatma Bhav was there. He didn't reply anything. He was going and Ved Vyas ji was following him. The tree responded, replied, what they said is not written here. But Guruji said, he must have said, you promised, tum bahar aa jao, maya nahi lagegi. So, he is untouched by maya. Second interpretation you can say, he was a realized person. Madatma sarva bhutatma, his atma was sarva bhutatma, he was seeing everywhere. So, the trees responded. After that, Saunak, in the third verse it is said, Naimise sutamasina abhibadya mahamatim kathamritam swadakusalaha saunaka abhibhid. Saunak was a Rigvedi Brahman. A Rigvedi Brahman is telling Sutji. Who is Sutji this? Ved Vyasji wrote this Bhagavatam. He taught it to his Sishya Lomaharsa. Usually it was like this, na? One Ved was given to one person, you will remember and you will continue, keep it in memorize. That is how we have got Dvivedi, Trivedi, Chaturvedis. They used to memorize those Vedas. Similarly, the Bhagavatam was given to his Sishya Lomaharsa. Lomaharsa taught this to his Sishya, was Ugrasava Sutta. Ugrasava was his name and is called Sutta. Why it is called Sutta? Because he is born of a Brahman lady and the father is Kshatriya. That is why it is called Sutta. Ayonis, it is said. So Rigvedi Brahman Saunakji is requesting Sutaji, who is in the Naimisharana, sitting there, I want to listen to Kathamrita and you are Kusalaha and I want to taste this Kathamritam. Please tell me this Katha. So before you want anything, so you have to praise that person. If you want anything done by some person, so pehle kya karte hain? Pehle we praise, you are so great, you can do this thing and that. So you can give me this thing. So it was Saunakji praises Sutji. He says, but your Jnan is like a Koti Surya. You are very knowledgeable and your knowledge is like a crore of sunlight. So much knowledge you have got. And with that knowledge, Ajnan, the whole Ajnan can be removed. So I want to listen kathasaram. I want essence only. Don't tell me the detail and all this. Kathasaram. Tell me the essence of this thing. Then in say how this viveka, which is supported by bhakti, jnana and virag, vardhate, how can I increase my vivek, which is based on bhakti, jnana and vairagya? Very specific question. Many people have got the vivek, which is very good to make him millionaire, trillionaire. He is not asking about that vivek. He wants a vivek, how that vivek can be increased, which is based on bhakti, jnana and vairagya. And how this maya moha nirasascha vaisnava kriyate katham? And how these Vaisnava people, they go beyond this maya moha? You tell me. You tell me two things. One is the katha saram. In sar, essence you tell me, not more details. And second, maya moha nirasascha vaisnava kriyate katham? How this Vaisnava cross over this maya moha? You tell me this thing. Iha ghore kaho prayo jivascham asurtham gata. Bale in this Kaliyu, bale all these people have got a demonic qualities. Demonic qualities, yes. In Kaliyu, all people have got the demonic qualities. Klesa akrantasya tasaiva sodhanam kim pran. How can they come out of this klesa? Dekho in Kaliyu what happens. At least in India we see a person has got a salary of say 5,000, but his under the table income is 50,000. Then people get up early morning without brushing teeth. They will take pehle chai, bed tea, a tea to be served on bed without brushing your teeth, bed tea. Acha, what the students are now doing, they will study in night, they will sleep in the morning. Kaliyuga. Our Shastra says, sleep in the night comfortably, get up early morning, then study, then your brain is sattvic at that time. And the whole Ratri is tamasic. Kaliyuga. In call centers in India, they work night. Why? Because at that time it is day here in America. So they work all night there. Kali Yuga. Shreyasam yatsvat shreyaha pavananam cha pavanam krishna praptikaram saswat sadhanam tad vad aduna. You tell me now. Krishna prapti karam saswat sadhan. You tell me the permanent sadhan by which I can get Lord Krishna. Very straightforward question. And that sadhan should be shreyasam yatvat shreya. It is, should be best among the all goods. Shreya means good. We have seen the path of shreya and path of prayers, path of good, path of pleasant. So he said there are many paths of good also, but out of those so many good paths, you tell me the best path among that. And pavananam cha pavanam, among the many purifier things, you tell me the which is the best purifier of mind. I want to know that. Chintamanim loke sukham suradram swarga sampadam. Bale bhai chintamanim, you can earn loka sukh. Here, you can get sukh of this world. By requesting Indra, you can get the swarga also. Prayachati guru prito vaikuntham yogi durlabham. And if you can please your guru, he can give you the vaikuntha also. Then, Suta uvacha, the sut says, bhakti yo vardhanam yaccha krishna santosa hetukam tadham te abhidyasyami sāvadhānataya śrunu. Listen, I will tell you a upaya, a means by which you can increase your bhakti, and that would be pleasing also to Lord Krishna. But listen very carefully.
So verse number 12 and 13 says,
Etasmadaparam kinchan manashuddhaina vidyate janmantare bhavet punyam tada bhagavatam labhet parikshite katham vaktum sabhayam samsthite shuke sudhakumbhyam grihitvaiva devastatra samagaman.
Etasmad aparam kinchit mana suddhe na vidyate. Well, I'm going to tell you there is nothing better than this means which will purify your mind. Janmantare bhavet punyam tada bhagavatam lavet. If you have got a punya, merit for many, many lives, then only you will be able to listen to this Bhagavad Katha. Others will not. The best part is this, here the doer is somebody else and the receiver or the karmaphal data or karmaphal is being enjoyed by somebody else. Bhagavad Kathakar will speak and the effect will be on the minds of the Srota. Their mind will be purified. So it is not that karma is done by me and the karmaphal is also enjoyed by me. Karma is done by the Bhagavad Kathakar and the phal is enjoyed by Srotas. Exception to the rule. Janmantare bhavet punyam tada bhagavatam labhet parichite kathavaktum sabhayam sansite suke. When Sukhdev was ready to tell this Bhagavad Katha to Parichit, Sukh, there is one other speciality about the Sukh. Sukh, a parrot, can say only those things which you have taught him. He cannot add a single more word. And we have seen a parrot. If you teach him Ram Ram Ram, he will say Ram Ram Ram, not Krishna Krishna. That mind he doesn't have. So Sukadev is going to say whatever he has learned or overheard from Shivji ji. So he is not going to add anything into it or subtract anything out of this. So when Sukadev ji was ready to tell this thing to Parichit, this Bhagavat, at that time what happened? Sudha kumbham grihetaiva devas tatra samagaman. Devtas came. Devtas came with the amrit nectar in the kalas and said to Sukhdev, you take this nectar, give it to Parichit because he has been cursed that he will die after 7 days. So he will take this amritam and you give me this katha amrit to us, we will take it to swarga. Devtas came. Sukhdev said, no, I will not give it to you. Why? Abhaktam se vigyaya na tadau sa kathamritam. Bolo, you are abhakta. Devtas came and Sukhdev ji says, you are abhakta. Why abhakta? Mahatma says, bolo, you have come to trade. You have a desire. For that desire, you are arthi. And you are samarthi. Samarthi means you have got the ability. You are devtas. First thing, you are arthi. You are come here to ask me. You want to trade. Arthi. You are desirous of this katha. And you are samarthi. And you are vidwan also, you are knowledgeable. But you are not a bhakta. Who is a bhakta? Well, a bhakta is a person who is suffering from the sorrows of samsara. He is a bhakta. Devtas, they are not suffering from the sorrows of the samsara. So you are not bhakta. So abhaktam, because you are abhakta, I will not give it to you.
So Devtas went up, told to Brahmaji. So Brahmaji said, "Achha, aisi baat hai? Okay." He took a scale and put Bhagavat Katha on one side, by which Parikshit got liberated. And whatever means of other sources of knowledge, he put it on the other side. And he found that Bhagavad Katha alone is sufficient, is more heavy than all other means. So Brahmaji saw this thing and told, Manire Bhagavad Rupam Sastram Bhagavatam Kalo Pathanat Sarvanat Sadyo Vaikuntha Phal Padayakam. He declared, it is declaration by Brahmaji. What? Ki Pathanat Sarvanat. If you read this Bhagavat or if you listen to this Bhagavat, just by doing this, Vaikuntha Phal Dayakam, in Kali Kal, in Kali Yuga, this will give you Vaikuntha. And Naradji knew this thing, but Naradji knew the whole of Bhagavatam. He heard it from Brahmaji, but he never knew how to do it in one saptah. Saptahina suktam chetat sarvatha muktidayakam. So now it is can be done in one saptah. I was just telling you, if you study whole Bhagavat 4 hours a day, it will take 4 years. Run rate is 3 slokas per hour. It will take you that much of time. But we don't have that much of time. Why? In Kali, we have not seen. We are enjoying 70, 80, 90, 100 years of life. But in Kali Yuga, at the end of Kali Yuga, yes. Now we have covered only 5,400 and odd years, or less than 5,400. It is somewhere between 5,300 to 400 years we have covered. And what is the length of Kali Yuga? 432,000 years. So how much is to be covered? At the end of Kali Yuga, Bhagavatam says that the life of a person will be 20 to 30 years. If your life is going to be 20 to 30 years, can you give 4 years in Bhagavat, in studying Bhagavat? No. So you want capsule. Saptah. I want by 7 days maximum I can give you. So saptah kale, chalo theek hai. So saptah kale, Naradji learned from the Saunakadi. Who are the Saunakadi? So they are elder brothers of Naradji. Mind born from Brahmaji. Sanak Sanandan Sanat Kumaras. Sanatan. Sanak Sanandan Sanatan and Sanat Kumara, they were the four Sankadi. Then Saunakadi asked, please tell me what was the conversation in between these four brothers, Saunakadi and Naradji. I want to know this thing. Then Sudji said that Sukhdev taught me this Bhagavatam Katha and I am going to tell you. Sukhdevji taught to Sud. Kumaru Uchu. Kumara means the four Sanat Kumars. Kumara Uchu. Katham Brahmanide Mukha Kutas Chintaturu Bhavan Twaritim Gamyate Kutram Kutas Chagamanadu. They saw Naradji passing and the Sanat Kumars, they were at one place, the called Vishalayam, it is Badrinath. The four brothers were sitting there for satsang and they saw Naradji in that area, they were passing through that area. So they asked Naradji, because Naradji is younger brother, kahan sa rahe ho, kahan ja rahe ho, why are you in hurry? And you are looking, kutascha chinta aturo bhavan, bhavan. Bhagavan, why you are so worried? The elder brothers are asking Naradji, why are you worried? And they were all sitting in Badrinath. Where are you coming from? Where are you going? Please tell me. नारद जी से अहम तो पृथ्वी या तो गत्वा सर्वमतम मामिति पुष्करम से प्रयागम से काशीम गोदावरीम तथा बोला आई वेंट टू पृथ्वी लोक एंड देयर आई हैव विजिटेड पुष्करम प्रयाग काशी हरिक्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र श्रीरंगम एंड मेनी मेनी तीर्थ आई विजिटेड ना अपश्यन कुत्र मन संतोष कारणम बोले आई कुड नॉट फाइंड एनीथिंग देयर इन सो मेनी प्लेसेस आई विजिटेड बट आई डिड नॉट फाइंड एनीथिंग विच गिव मी कंटेंटमेंट एंड आई फाउंड वर्स नंबर 31 नारद जी से
सत्यम नास्ति वपशौचम दया दानम न विद्यते उदरम वरिनो जीवा वराक पुटभाषिणः मंदा सुमंद मतयोः मंद भाग्यायुपद्रुताः पाखंड निरता संतः विरक्ता सपरिग्रहाः
बोले व्हाट आई फाउंड इन द पृथ्वी लोक इज सत्यम नास्ति नोबडी स्पीकिंग ट्रुथ तपा शौचम दया दानम न विद्यते बोले देयर इज नो ऑस्टरिटी नो तप शौचम नो प्योरिटी दया नो कंपैशन दानम मांगते रहो कोई नहीं देता कलियुग दानम न विद्यते उधर ने भरनो जीवा बाहर कहा बोले एवरीबडी ओनली स्टमक 125 years ago, Thakur Ramakrishna also used to say, I see the people, but nobody I found is looking up. Looking up means looking to God. But everybody eyes is toward the stomach. Ubharapurti. So everybody is working only for the stomach. We don't have time to think about the Lord. Ubharapurti. बोले व्हाट आर देयर क्वालिटी बोले मंदा दे आर लेजी दे डोंट वांट टू डू एनीथिंग अच्छा इफ इज ए वाइज पर्सन देन ए वाइज पर्सन इवन इफ इज लेजी ही कैन बी सक्सेसफुल बोलो नो सुमंद मतया हिज मति इज ऑल्सो मंद हिज बुद्धि इज ऑल्सो मंद ही इज लेजी हिज बुद्धि इज मंद अच्छा चलो उसका प्रारब्ध होगा तब भी वो सक्सेसफुल हो जाएगा नो मंद भाग्य इज प्रारब्ध इज ऑल्सो बैड इज लेजी इज बुद्धि इज ऑल्सो मंद इज भाग्य इज ऑल्सो मंद एंड उपद्रता ओवर एंड अबव ही हैज गॉट उपद्रता व्हाट इज उपद्रता बोला राग एंड द्वेष ही हैज गॉट राग एंड द्वेष लाइक्स एंड डिसलाइक्स आर देयर According to his likes and dislikes, he is working, that's all. He is not able to think that how to do or how to reduce dislikes and dislikes. Upadra means ragdesh. Ragdesh means vasana. Because of his manda buddhi, he is not able to think how to come out of this ragdesh. This is about the general public. What about the sadhus? पाखंड निरता बोले दिस साधु जर आर पाखंड पाखंड मीन्स पाप खंड दे आर डूइंग पाप ओनली पाखंड निरता संतो विरक्ता सपरिग्रह दिस लुक लाइक एज ए विरक्त डिस्पैशन गेरुआ पहन लिया है मगर सपरिग्रह दे आर एक्यूमुलेटिंग वेल्थ दे लुकिंग लाइक एज ए डिस्पैशनेट साधु लगते हैं मगर हैं कौन है बोले पाखंडी है लाइक रावण देन इन वर्स नंबर 38-39 अगेन नारद जी सेज
तत्राश्चर्यमया दृष्टं श्रूयतां तं मुनीश्वराः एका तु तरुणी तत्र निषण्णा खिन्नमानसा वृद्धौ द्वौ पतितौ पार्श्वे निःश्वसन्तावचेतनो शुश्रुषन्ति प्रबोधन्ति रुदति च तयोः पुरः.
फर्दर नारद जी से व्हाट आई फर्दर सॉ तरुणी प्रपिता गेहे बोले इन हाउस इज नॉट द हेड ऑफ द फैमिली हु इज रोलिंग इट इज द वाइफ तरुणी प्रभुता गेहे
नथिंग हैज चेंज
नथिंग श्याल को बुद्धि दायका योर ब्रदर इन लॉ दे आर एडवाइजर्स श्यालको बुद्धिदायक कन्या विक्रयण लोभ आउट ऑफ ग्रीड पीपुल सेल देयर डॉटर्स इट आर ऑल हैपनिंग और विल हैपन इन द फ्यूचर देन इट सेज अट्टसूला पीपुल आर सेलिंग फूड फूड मीन्स कंट्रीज आर एक्सपोर्टिंग फूड अन्न इज गोइंग आउट ऑफ द कंट्री दैट ऑल्सो दे आर डूइंग. And so, seeing all these things, I went to Vrindavan, Yamuna Tate, Apanna. I came to the Vrindavan at Yamuna Tate. Tat Aschanam Mayadrishtam Sriyatam Tamuneeswara. I saw something very strange there. What was that said? Ekhacha Tarni Tas Nispanna Khinna Manasa Vriddhau Tadho Patito Parswe Nisvantaka Chaitano. There was a Taruni, a young lady, and his two children were achet, unconscious. They were old, jara. And this lady was Rudati, Sursanti Prabodanti, Rudati Chaitayo. She was weeping and serving these her two children. Then when she saw Naradji, then Balo Vachar, that lady called, Bho, Bho, Sadhu, Chanam Tishta, Machintam Abhinase. Oh, Sadhu, please stop, please stop. Please remove my worry. Then Naradji said, काशी तम कवि मऊचे माँ नार्य का पद्मलोचना वद देवी सविस्तारम स्वस्य दुखस्य कारण. बोले हु आर यू एंड हु आर द लेडीज बाय योर साइड एंड हु आर दीज टू चिल्ड्रन प्लीज टेल मी इन डिटेल. देन बालो वाच है बालो वाच मीन्स दैट यंग लेडी सेड
अहम भक्तिरिति ख्याता इमो मे तनयो मतो ज्ञान वैराग्य नामानो कालयोगेन जर्जरो गंगात्य सरितक्षेमा मत्सेवार्थं समागताः तथापि न च मे श्रेयः सेविताय सुरैरपि उत्पन्ना द्रविडे साहं वृद्धिं कर्णाटके गता क्वचित् कचिन् महाराष्ट्रे गुर्जरे जीर्णतां गता तत्र घोरकलैर्योगात् पाखण्डैखण्डिताङ्गका दुर्बलाहं चिरं याता पुत्राभ्यां सह मन्दताम् वृंदावनं पुनः प्राप्य नवीनेत सुरूपिणी जाताहं युवती सम्यक प्रेष्ठरूपा तु संप्रतम.
देन दैट यंग लेडी सेड अहम भक्ति बोला आई एम भक्ति माय नेम इज भक्ति इमो मे तनयो मतो ज्ञान वैराग्य काल योगे न जर्जरा. बोले दीज टू चिल्ड्रन आर ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य बट बिकॉज ऑफ द काल बिकॉज ऑफ द टाइम दे हैव बिकम वीक एंड ओल्ड. देखो कैसे होता है वीक एंड ओल्ड. इफ इन कलियुग भक्ति इज मेन एंड ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य पीपुल आर नॉट वेरी इंटरेस्टेड बट दीज थ्री आर ऑलवेज टुगेदर. If you use your one anga, one part,
daily, and other two parts, if you don't use, what will happen? They will become weak. You will not be able to utilize them in course of time. Similarly, in Kali Yuga, what happens? That the bhakti will become main and jnana and vairagya will be weakened. So she said, they are my two children, but there is no taker of jnana and vairagya in Kali Yuga. देखो ना हम लोग चिन्ह मिशन गेट खोल के बैठे हैं कि आ जाओ एवरीबॉडी इज वेलकम कम टेक दिस ज्ञान नोबडी इज कमिंग गिविंग यू फ्री समटाइम गिव यू प्रसाद ऑल्सो डिस्पैशन वैराग्य नेवर हैपन्स बट भक्ति भक्ति के लिए रहेंगे सर एंड हु आर द accompanies बोले गंगा सरिता दीज आर ऑल द लेडीज आर विथ मी तो वेयर उत्पन्ना द्रविड़ी सा हम बोले आई वॉज बॉर्न इन द्रविड़ देश भक्ति सिंह अबाउट हर हिस्ट्री आई वॉज बॉर्न इन द्रविड़ देश वृद्धिम कर्नाटके गता आई ग्रू अप इन कर्नाटक क्वचित क्वचित महाराष्ट्र इन महाराष्ट्र समवेयर्स आई वॉज रेस्पेक्टेड बट गुर्जरे जीर्णधाम गता बट वेन वी गट टू गुजरात जीर्ण खंड खंड जर्जरागता तत्र घोर कलयोगे पाखंडे खंडितांग का बोले तत्र बिकॉज ऑफ द कलयुग दे आर तत्र इन गुजरात बोले देर इज पाप खंड कंटिन्यूसली पाप 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 इज देयर खंड का दुर्बला हम चिरम याता पुत्राभ्यम संबंधता बोले आई बिकेम वीक देयर इन गुजरात एंड ज्ञान वैराग्य देर इज नो टेकर ऑफ ज्ञान वैराग्य सो दे ऑल्सो बिकम वेरी ओल्ड वृंदावनम पुनः प्राप्य व्हेन आई केम टू वृंदावनम व्हाट हैपेंड नवीन एव स्वरूपनी आई बिकेम ब्यूटीफुल जाता हूँ युवती आई बिकेम यंग युवती सम्प्रेष्ठा रूपा च संप्राप्त गुड लुकिंग ब्यूटीफुल वेयर बोले व्हेन आई केम टू वृंदावन व्हाई इन वृंदावन बोले वहाँ सब राधे राधे करते हैं दे डोंट टॉक अबाउट द ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य Bhakti, only bhakti, bhakti, bhakti and bhakti. There is no taker of jnana and vairagya. Triyanam sahacharita, bole, these three remain always together. How? Bole, like if you take food, if you take bhojan, what happens? Bole, you get nourishment. By each morsel, you get nourishment. Plus, you get contentment also, number two. Number three, your hunger is appeased. So by each morsel, you are getting nourishment, you are getting contentment, and your hunger is appeased. Similarly, if you do bhajan, bole, three things will happen together. Gyan, vairagya and bhakti, just by bhajan. Bhojan, bhajan. In bhajan also, if you start doing bhajan in Kali Yuga, well, jnana, vairagya, bhakti, three things will come together. Then 61.
Vrindavanasya samyogat punastvam taruninava dhanyam vrindavanam tena bhakti nrityati yatracha
Vrindavanasya sanyogat punastvam tarninava. Because of coming here in Vrindavan, I became again young. Dhanyam vrindavanam tena bhakti nrityati yatra cha. Bole, dhan is the Vrindavan because the bhakti is everywhere. Bhakti means, even if you ride a cycle riksha there, they will not say to the public, hato, 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 radhe, 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 radhe. The one moment you listen to radhe, radhe, not even the human beings, even the monkeys. There are a lot of monkeys there. If they are sitting there in your way, you just say, Radhe, Radhe, he will move. So bhakti is there. Atra imo grahak abhavat na jaram api munchatak. Because there is no taker of jnana and vairagya in Vrindavan. So he said, they are still like jara.
Guruji gives a very beautiful example to explain this.
बोले जहाँ दिगंबर बाबा लोग रहते हैं ना, दिगंबर यू ना दिगंबर दोज बाबा जू आर नेकेड. बोले इफ यू ओपन ए शॉप ऑफ क्लॉथ तो विल यू बी एबल टू सेल इवन ए सिंगल मीटर ऑफ क्लॉथ.
जहाँ दिगंबर बाबा रहते हैं वहाँ पर कपड़े की दुकान नहीं चलेगी. सो सिमिलरली इन वृंदावन भक्ति इज देयर but there is nobody taker of gyan and vairagya. But gyan and vairagya are fruits of bhakti. देखो इसको समझ लो, ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य आर द फ्रूट्स ऑफ भक्ति. यू कैन स्टार्ट विद द भक्ति एंड देन द लॉर्ड हैज सेड इन भगवद गीता ददामि बुद्धि योगम. बाई भक्ति वेन योर माइंड इज प्योरिफाइड देन ददामि बुद्धि योगम, लॉर्ड विल टेक केयर ऑफ हाउ टू गिव यू द ज्ञान. अच्छा, वेन यू आर डूइंग भक्ति नेचुरली देर इज ए वैराग्य फ्रॉम संसार ऑटोमेटिक. सो लॉन्ग यू आर डूइंग द भक्ति द संसार इज नॉट देयर. सो दीज आर रिलेटेड. सो हियर इट इज सेड दैट द भक्ति इज द मेन एंड द फ्रूट ऑफ भक्ति इज ज्ञान एंड वैराग्य. यू कैन स्टार्ट फ्रॉम ज्ञान. First, if the Gyan happens, that the Lord is the Supreme and you come to know the Lord Supreme, Bhakti will automatically come. Once you come to know He is the Supreme, respect will come, Bhakti will come. Like if President Obama comes here, out of respect, will we not get up? And once we come to know the Lord of Lords, Bhakti will come. So when bhakti comes, then vairagya also comes from here. So they are interrelated. All three are interrelated. I will take 2-3-4 minutes time.
यत् फलं नास्ति तपसा न योगेन समाधिना तत् फलं लभते सम्यक् कलौ केशव कीर्तनात्.
हियर भक्ति सेज वाई परीक्षित अलाउड कली टू स्टे हियर. इट वॉज अ परीक्षित हू सेड ओके यू कैन स्टे हियर बट वाई. देन इट इज सेड दैट कली वॉज अलाउड बिकॉज द मीन्स टू लिबरेशन विल बी वेरी इजी, वेरी इजी. यत् फलम नास्ति तपसा न योगेन समाधिना तत् फलम लभते सम्यक् कालौ केशव कीर्तनात्. बोले वॉट यू कैन नॉट रीच बाई तपस और योग और समाधि, यू कैन रीच इट जस्ट बाई नाम स्मरण, जस्ट बाई नाम स्मरण. देर इज ए उपनिषद ऑल्सो, कली संतरण उपनिषद. हैव यू हर्ड द नेम ऑफ कली संतरण उपनिषद? एक दिन लेंगे उसको. In one day I will be able to cover one Upanishad. I will take a credit. Ek Upanishad padha diya. Kali Santaran Upanishad. Eight.
Jayati jagati mayam yasya kaya dhavaste vachana rachana mekam kevalam chakalaya dhruvapadam apiyato yat kripato dhruvoyam सकल कुशल पात्रम ब्रह्मपुत्रम नतास्मि.
नतास्मि भक्ति से आई प्रोस्ट्रेट टू यू. व्हाई आई प्रोस्ट्रेट टू यू? बिकॉज ऑफ योर इंस्ट्रक्शन प्रहलाद जी एंड ध्रुव जी बोथ गॉट लिबरेटेड एंड विथ योर इंस्ट्रक्शंस आई विल आल्सो बी, इट विल बी हेल्पिंग मी आल्सो. सो आई नतोस्मि, आई प्रोस्ट्रेट टू यू. नारद जी gave this knowledge to her. So what happened after that? We have covered only one chapter of Mahatmya. That also not all 80 verses. We have covered important verses. Om.
पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः हरि ओम् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम्
So these four brothers, Uncleji, Naradji's brother, but they were born out of
mind.
Manasputra.
Mind born, Sanak Sanandan Sanat Kumar. And they were realized from the birth itself. So they